The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on
our lovely planet Earth. And if you haven't noticed,
I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia, and
we finish each other's sentences.
So there you have it all.
It's all a part of being here. So welcome to being here. And today's topic is
having a great life. And why not? That's actually our birthright. There should be nothing getting in the way of our having a great life, except the mischief we create.
Yeah. When you start thinking that,
you could stop there.
There you go, when you start thinking.
Right. You can stop there when you start thinking. When you think that what you have isn't what you should have, and where you are isn't where you should be, and what you should have is different than what is.
I was speaking to someone today who had the thought that she wasn't getting enough done. And she was so frantic and so pushing to get somewhere, I had to ask her to keep repeating herself because it wasn't understandable, and she kept making mistakes in what she meant to say because she was so busy trying to get it done. So today,
we're not going anywhere.
Let's just slow down
and see if we can get into the current moment of our lives, eh?
That really, you know, life is starting to speed up now at this time of year. People are trying to get things done in time for the holidays, and you have that kind of nesting urge, at least in the northern hemisphere. It's moving toward winter. Being here. Today's show is all about being here.
And what it takes is listening. And you listen with your eyes as well as your ears. You see, if you got lost in middle space, you're thinking. If you're staring at the floor or the ceiling, you're probably thinking. Thinking is not an enemy when you're doing the thinking, but when thinking happens automatically, it takes you out of the current moment of your life. And for most of us, our thoughts are automatic. They're triggered by stimulus in our environment, and it pulls us out of the current moment and into a future which hasn't gotten here yet, or a past that's already gone by. So our idea is that if you get into the current moment, your life transforms. And it's been our experience that if you actually get here, rather than think about being here, but be here in your life, your life transforms. And all it takes is truly listening to hear what another person has to say from their point of view without judging it, without agreeing with it, without disagreeing or thinking you already know. See, one of the things that happens is we jump ahead in our thoughts thinking we know where the speaker is going because we've heard all this already, we think. So see if you can slow yourself down to get here, and magic will happen.
Now, we know that wherever you are, since this is radio, and you're either listening live or you've downloaded it or you're streaming it, that because this is in audio format, your eyes will be processing other information unless you are laying with your eyes closed. And that's fine, but whilst that's happening, see if you can relax back into the audio input in your ears. I know that it's currently Shai and I speaking, but we have other callers today. Allow yourself the luxury of being here. It really, really is the access way to having a great life.
And see if you can unit task. See if you can listen when you're listening and leave everything else alone.
You know, it's really true. I have lots of different activities that I've been doing today. I know you have lots of different activities you've been doing so far today. And when we come to do the radio show, we let all those go. We're not secretly working on the different projects. We're actually being with what we're doing, and it's highly satisfying. It really is.
Right.
You know, people have a picture of what a great life looks like.
Yeah, it's based on the culture that they were raised in. And you see, we are creatures of culture. We are brought up into a culture that teaches us, and in effect downloads a program called socialization. They socialize us to, instead of being the little beasties we are when we come out, we become, what is it, domesticated. We are taught how to behave in public, what is acceptable, what is not, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. We're taught all that before we can think to realize whether or not it's true or not. So what we assume to be our life is seen through the, I keep on seeing a colorblind test, you know, where a person can see only the colors that they're trained to see, and anything outside the spectrum of their seeing doesn't exist to them, even though it's in there.
You know, Shai once went for a hearing test.
Yes.
And they were giving hearing tests near...
It was in Oregon.
Where my parents live, and they offered a free hearing test. So they put the headsets on, and they played the different sounds in different frequencies to see if he was missing anything. And they were talking about when a person becomes hard of hearing, and they don't hear sounds very well, that they forget the sound exists.
Like it never was.
So they can't differentiate it when they're listening to people. And they were also talking about how listening to podcasts like our radio show or listening to audiobooks sometimes help people regain their ability to hear because they start actually hearing
listening.
Sounds again.
They start listening to hear. So you can listen to listen, or you can listen to hear what's being said.
But I see that also, not just in terms of audio, I see that in what you were saying in regards to being colorblind. We've been trained not only to filter out certain sounds, but we get hard of seeing the wealth, the majesty around us. We're tuned to filter out that which isn't part of our agenda line to get to where we want or what we want to accomplish. And the world is just this rich, magical, everyday event if you're here for it.
Anyway, we have a caller. And
let's take him.
Yes.
Christian, where are you today?
Hey, guys. I'm today in Hamburg, Germany.
Hi.
How is things in Hamburg, Germany?
They are going really good.
That's great.
Yeah. It's really funny about this topic today, because in my mind it says it's going not that good, but it's actually really good.
I love that you see that your mind has a not that good
tape loop.
Or a not that bad. You know, you say to somebody, how are you doing? They say, not that bad.
It's all right.
Same old.
I can see, like, there is a story I have and how it actually is. And I found this example you said in the intro that the picture we have, what we want to achieve or what we got from our culture,
yes,
that gets like in. I just like yesterday it got really in my in the way of my of being here or I was surfing in the internet and I watched out for some work of some makeup artists. I'm a hair and makeup artist, and then I was looking what other artists are doing. And then I started like, oh yes, maybe I'm good when I achieved this, or when I had this production, or when I did this work kind of work. And I certainly started to feel like really less and got in a really bad mood.
I love it. Comparison is such a killer.
Yeah. Yes. And I was like, okay, what's going on? I could really feel it. And what I remember from the past is that I had like this period of feeling bad or in being in that mood took a really long time, like over weeks. And maybe this took just like 3 hours because I went to a place to see some makeup, and then I got really back into makeup. I was like, oh yes, you know, this makeup and you can do this and it is. I was like, okay. I really got into it, so I got back to the moment, and it was really cool to see.
Well, that's so great because, you know, most people forget how most people never realize that they stay upset for long periods of time over something that happened a while ago.
Yeah.
Especially if you resist it.
I have a strange thought, Christian.
Please.
I'm wondering if you were already upset
and that's why you
before
went
you surfed the internet.
Oh.
And that gave you justification to get yourself
to take a break.
Oh.
Because I am not a makeup artist, but something that's a comparison for me might be taking photos, or for Shy it might be tying fishing flies. And sometimes I like Shy's, my example for Shy, Shy will go and he'll see videos of things he hasn't thought to do, and he looks at them and he's like, I can do that. And he gets excited about how it's put together or learning a nuance that he hasn't done before.
It becomes an opportunity.
And sometimes I'll go up and I'll see photos that are just so stunning I want to stare at them. And then you can either use that as an inspiration for what's possible, or you can use that as a reason to quit. And it just made me curious as to your motives in the first place, if you were already being hard on yourself and that just crystallized it for you.
Yes, it crystallized it. Yes, I was already hard before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can see that. I was like, yes, like the last weeks, I was like, yes, I have not enough work. I should work more. Yes, yes. Yes.
Let me stop you for a second. To your mind, Christian, you will never have enough.
Or you'll only have always have too much.
But
it's not enough work, or you're too busy.
Right. So the mind is a machine, and it always is saying more, different, or better is what you need in order to be okay. More work or less work, more busy or less busy. What you have is never enough for your mind.
Okay.
Okay. Yes?
That's just the story. That's not what is.
It's just a story. It plays all the time.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, good to know.
You know what's interesting? It not too long ago, Shai and I went into a professional makeup store because we do video podcasts, and now that we're using these HD cameras, we're finding every little nuance of our face gets hyper-exaggerated, and we wanted to get makeup that was specifically designed for on-camera work. And we went into the place, and
I thought of you.
although it was in New York City, and we know you mainly in Hamburg. But the people were so disinterested in us. Whilst they were extremely talented, I thought the gal who waited on us, Tiffany, was super knowledgeable, and she picked the two brands that we wanted to look at. And she, by looking at my face, picked the exact color that worked for me so exactly that I put one version on the left side and one version on the right side.
And we couldn't tell the difference, really.
Because she picked the same color. One was a liquid, one was a cream. They were very, very different. But it's interesting because sometimes I think I would really love somebody professional to do this for me so I don't have to mess with it. It'd be nice just to sit down and have someone do it. But and I'm really clear that those people who work in that store are professional, either makeup artists or actors, or they're professional, not just working there. But they weren't where they were, so it wasn't
enough.
I would not hire them because I would
just
be
a day job.
I would just be a stupid little job, not the real job. When you are where you are, like it matters, you become a magnet for people to want to use you.
How cool is that?
Very cool. And it may just come from, quote, out of the blue. When you fully connect, somebody will remember you. Or, oh, yeah, I saw his Hong Kong pictures. Let me see if he's available. But you'll be on the psychic radar of people who could use your work if you're fully engaged rather than complaining to yourself about what you don't have.
So it's
what we do have is to take a break right now.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I can.
Hold your question.
Or hold your thought. We'll be back shortly,
yes.
Everyone.
Come on back. And
don't miss being here.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
In just a couple weeks now, we'll be doing in New York City our next weekend seminar, The Freedom to Breathe, An Art of Being a Healer, on December 5th, 6th, and 7th. We have a lot of people coming in from around the world. People coming from your neck of the woods, Christian, and people from Switzerland, all over from the UK, and of course around the United States. If you'd like to join us for a day where you can just use breath to bring you into your body, and you can also discover the basis for instantaneous transformation, which was the type of healing work Shia created in the 80s, you are most welcome. Go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and join us.
Yes.
Still with us?
So we're talking to Christian.
Yes.
In Hamburg.
Yes. In Hamburg, yes.
Yeah.
What came up for the before the break was like, when we were talking, it's like, so it doesn't matter what I do in each moment. It doesn't matter where I am in which job. I do a different jobs currently. So when I'm just there, be there for what is, then everything takes care itself.
That is accurate. If you are truly engaged in whatever you're doing, you'll find satisfaction and well-being along with it. If you are thinking that what you're doing isn't really it, and the real job starts when you get on camera, or the real job starts when you get on stage, or the real job starts when you're painting a picture, then you'll miss out on most of your life, and even those moments that are supposed to be the special ones won't be. But if you can get into washing the dishes as though that's what you should be doing when you're washing the dishes, life will get easy and satisfying and fulfilling.
Cool. But how does that connect with I know I have some goals I want to achieve.
So okay.
This is how, where I want to go. But how does that connect with how being here?
Well, let me ask you a question. Can you achieve those goals a moment before you do?
No.
Right. So worrying about the goals when you're not heading towards them, when you're not in the process of working on that particular thing, can only distract you from what you're up to. But if you train yourself to be doing what you're doing, then when you direct yourself towards those goals, you'll be very effective there as well.
The other thing is, if you recognize, Christian, that your mind is set up in a linear fashion and it's used to the paradigm of change, which is where you have a goal, the goal is in front of you, and you work hard to get there, and it's very linear, step one, step two, step three. And if your goal is to get the next big job as a makeup
artist
or a hair and makeup artist, and you want to do it for, say, a commercial, then suddenly, to your mind's logic system, doing the dishes is off the through line of your goal.
It's not on purpose to getting there.
Making love is off the through line of your goal. Working at a makeup counter at a store is marginally, very, Marginally, but it's kind of like your space filler because your goal is out there.
Yeah, it's what will pay the rent until you get there.
Now, in a transformational model, and you've seen it in our seminars, we don't go in direct line. We follow the moment. The results are fantastic, and we're satisfied along the way. You don't need to direct it in order to produce your goal. In fact, if you say, gosh, I want to get a commercial, I want to do a commercial, make up for a big commercial, then look and see what you're doing right now, and that's on track for that. It's
okay.
Not logical. It's based in what is, not in what your mind filters as good or bad or right or wrong or better or worse. And the other thing is, when you're really up to speed, you're far more likely to have those impulse to pick up the phone or to contact that person or do that thing that leads to those jobs, because you will be present enough in yourself to recognize your intuitive hunches and up to speed enough to act upon them.
Cool. It's totally not logical, but I can feel it. That is it. That is. So, yeah.
Excellent.
So
hey.
Cool.
Thanks for calling
Thanks
us.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much
caller.
For having me.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
So, Reiner, are you there?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, and where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Hamburg, Germany as well.
Oh,
all right.
Also, you can kind of wave across the city to Christian.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's not that far away.
Yeah.
So, what can we do for you, sir?
I love the title of this radio show, Having a Great Life.
Yes.
I'm having a great life, and before I met you guys, I didn't have any idea how great life can be, and since I joined you in your workshops and working with you, my life has changed totally, and it has really become magic, and it's mind-blowing.
We're happy for you. I like that you say it's mind-blowing. That's what Christian was experiencing in the last segment, you know. We can all use to get our minds blown. They're very limited, those minds of ours.
Oh yeah, they are, yeah.
So how do you see it?
How do I see it?
That this mind-blowing nature that you're talking about.
Well, I'm feeling very well in myself, and I can have it in all aspects of my life. It's not only that there have to be certain events where I can experience, but I can have it. I can have it at work. I can have it in my relationship. I can have it with my hobbies, and there I know it the most, or I realize that. It happened in the past, but now I really can see it, that it's not only there, but it's everywhere in my life. And my hobby, my passion is sailing, and I could see it there, or I didn't see it, but I experienced it in small parts of my life. And now in my life, I can have it every day, everywhere.
Oh, so let me see if I got you. So you're saying you used to have passion in certain specific areas, like sailing.
Yeah.
But now, everything you do, you're passionate about.
Yes.
And I'll bet you that passion around sailing only had to do with certain aspects of the sailing, like once you were up underway and you had the wind in your hair and you had the boat sailing over,
right.
But not some of the other aspects around it.
Like cleaning the boat at the end of the day.
Yeah. And there. And when I'm passionate in my life about what is happening, and then I can see I'm not think, thinking about what was in the past or what will be in the future. I'm just there with what happens in this moment, and that's magical. I love it.
Good.
And on the other hand, I can see it when it's not there. Then I get a hint. You are either thinking or not in the moment, and so now I have it even more often in my life.
Yes, so I have a question.
All the time, and very rare moments where I'm the thinking is still there, but I can see it, and it doesn't have that impact on my life.
So, Reiner, I have a question then.
Yes.
So when you find yourself not in the current moment,
yeah,
how do you bring yourself back to the current moment?
Interesting question.
Well, you know, I want to make it. See, look, I love that you found your way in our workshops and since we've known you to live your life directly and notice when you're not living it directly, so you bring yourself back to the current moment. But I'd like to be able to share that with our listening audience,
yeah,
so that you can make a difference in their lives, because I'm sure everybody from time to time finds themselves lost in an upset or worrying about what they can't do anything about.
You know, as you're asking this question, I realize, Reiner, that you have internalized or integrated the three principles of instantaneous transformation so completely. It's so much a natural part of your lifestyle. It hasn't occurred to you that there are certain things that you maybe even look for if you find yourself off balance. Like, the first thing is, I'd be willing to bet if you're not feeling well or you're worried about the future or the past, that you look and say, huh, I must be resisting something.
Yeah, I'm either resisting something or saying no to something, and so then I have a clue to look in my life what happened or what's going on to, and that's one thing. Another thing is that when I don't get a clue, but I realize I'm there is a no, but I cannot see where it comes from. I have friends to call and to talk to them. And I have really good friends, and I have I have my wife, and I can talk to her, and they can just ask me questions or just help me to find my way back.
For those of you listening, I just want to point something out about Reiner as he's talking about when he gets stuck from time to time. You notice that he's not getting upset and then hibernating, taking himself away, which is kind of a knee-jerk reaction a lot of people have. And if we look at our approach, we haven't really spoken about it so far on this show. Our approach is anthropological, and an anthropologist is a person who studies cultures. And if you can look at yourself objectively, neutrally, if you do it without judging what you see, things become so much easier. Let's look at those three principles for a moment.
Well, the first one is anything you say no to or resist persists and it grows stronger and it becomes what your life becomes about. It dominates your life.
The second thing is you can only be exactly as you are. So
in any moment,
so
in any moment of now, if you can only be exactly as you are right in this moment, but my fingers snapped, that was the only way I could be in that moment. So moment by moment, you can only be exactly as you are.
Which takes away the self-recrimination aspect of it. You can't be any different than you are right now.
And so that means you couldn't be any different than you were a moment before or in any previous moment of now.
The third principle is anything you actually see without judging completes itself. And that's what Reiner's talking about as well, where if he takes a look and says, huh, I must be saying no to something, it's a clue. When you see it, if you see yourself saying no without judging yourself for having done that, it can complete itself. And if you can't see yourself, having support structure around you is so wonderful. And that's part of why we do the Mondays in New York City, and we do the international calls for the people, our friends in Europe and around the globe, because we often have, like, Hong Kong.
The next international call is on December 2nd.
Yeah, it's in just a couple of weeks. So it really is a great way to connect in and
discover you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, Reiner, is you don't get upset much anymore.
No. It happens from time to time, but it has become rare in these times, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me think a little bit of your cat. Because you and your wife got a rescue cat who was really annoyed with the world. You were telling us once how you came into the kitchen and found it growling at the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and it looks beautiful, but if you try to pet it, it tends to
whack you with open claws.
And it used to be when we'd come over to your house, you had to be careful walking by because from time to time your cat would just, you know, jump forward and whack whoever walked by because they were there. When we were last in Hamburg and there was an evening at your house where the people who set up and did all the logistics for the courses, or quite a few of them came over to dinner at your house, it was really interesting to see how even your cat is more relaxed now, how it's having, she is having, I don't remember which.
She's
having a great life as well. Like, she's becoming more secure in herself, even though that's not suggested. When you have an animal like a cat or a dog that's been abused or mistreated in early life, it's really challenging for them to socialize later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so impressive to see how relaxed she's becoming.
Oh, yeah, that's really true. She has become very relaxed and she has changed her behavior really, totally, since the time we got her.
Well, cats and dogs definitely reflect their owners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that, but yeah, that's true.
It's time for a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I will.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back, and don't miss
being here.
Be the change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems.
visit transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
If you want to follow us more closely on Facebook, you can go to the Transformation Made Easy Facebook page. We also have that as a YouTube channel, Transformation Made, and then the letters E and the letter Z, because it's too long otherwise as a title. We have lots and lots of videos there. And if you're liking the video format and you want to be surprised by it each week with a new video in your inbox, join the Premium Excellence Club subscription series. I like watching it each week. I never know what any of those people are going to say. And even though Shy and I
participate in it, we also forget about it after it's over. And then when it shows up new, and we have to guess what we're going to say.
And it's really fun to watch people be so generous with themselves, much like this format, where our callers are so generous in sharing themselves. But you also get the visual component. And you can, again, find out more on our website.
Transformation Made Easy.
Might be a good early holiday gift to yourself. All right, still with us? Reiner?
Yes.
Excellent. Anything else you wanted to talk about today?
No.
No.
Nice talking to you.
It was really lovely speaking with you.
It was lovely speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
We have another caller. Let's take him.
Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Ariel and Shia.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm really great. Thank you.
That's great.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Is this your
first time
speaking with us on the show?
It is my first time to call in.
Excellent.
But not my first time to listen.
Well, good. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to start, I have a question for you eventually, but I had something happen to me this morning that was such a beautiful representation of what can happen when the three principles are present in my life, that I'd like to share that with you.
Please.
So, for medical reasons, recently I've had to give up caffeine. It's been about a half a week now, and I'm going through the withdrawal symptoms.
Right.
And I woke up today, and I was feeling really grouchy and very tired and sad. And I could tell after a while that I was resisting how I was feeling. And as you said, what you resist persists. So it occurred to me that maybe I could just be with how I was feeling, and I was with my sadness and my tiredness, and just in that very moment that I allowed myself to be with those feelings, they dissipated, and I suddenly felt immediately energetic and pleased.
Congratulations. That is so excellent. That's exactly it. That is what the three principles are about, that you can only be the way you are. If you say no to it, you get stuck there. If you say yes to it, it's over.
It was amazing to me because it felt like a healing.
Yes, excellent.
You know, it's neat when you talk about it also, Michael, as we were talking earlier in the show about under the subject of having a great life, people have a picture of what that means. And I think that when we have that statement, having a great life, people have a picture of a continuum, like a long span of time. But your life is only what's happening in this moment. So in this moment, if you say no to anything about the way it unfolds, in this moment, you do not have a great life. Your life is just feeling great, showing up great. You're, like you said, grouchy. And when you allowed yourself to be the way you are instantaneously, your life transforms and you've dropped back into having a great life. It's so cool.
It was very cool, and it was such a physical sensation that accompanied it. It wasn't just conceptual. It was like my body chemistry felt like it shifted from one second to the next.
Yes.
Well, I remember back in the 80s, there was some research done where they took blood from individuals, and they do whatever they did to extract the components, and they injected it into rabbits. And what they did was they had people get really angry and upset, and then they took the blood and took the components. And they found that when they fed that to or injected that into rabbits, it made them ill. So when you say your body chemistry changes, that's not surprising, because your thoughts can really dictate what happens in your body.
Right. Your thoughts can cause you to panic. Your thoughts can upset you. If you believe your thoughts, you become victim to those thoughts. And they, you know, it's like kids scaring themselves.
Well, you can stress yourself with a whole series of nonsensical thoughts that have nothing to do with reality.
I'm really good at that.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
So what was your question?
So that's kind of what my question is.
What is that?
Well, I feel like I do have a great life, especially since I've been coming to your workshops.
Yeah.
I feel like my life is just really blooming in so many ways, and one of those ways is professionally.
And good for you.
Yeah, yes, it is good for me. However,
yes, it is good for you.
Yeah, it is. It's very good for me. And I guess I've had for a long time, I had this idea that to have a waiting list for my vocal teaching practice would represent like the pinnacle of success. And I was looking forward to the day when I would have a waiting list.
Right.
Well, guess what? Now I have a waiting list, and I'm driving myself crazy because I feel frustrated when I can't see everybody.
Okay, well, first off, I wouldn't make yourself crazy over that. Okay? Because that's just like when I have the waiting list, then I'll be happier or more fulfilled. See, look, you got your waiting list not out of trying to get a waiting list. You got your waiting list, like, magically as you became kinder and gentler to yourself.
You know, you may not recall this. Oh, you probably will when I speak about it. But it wasn't that long ago, a few months, when you came to your first weekend workshop. And one of your complaints at the time was that you loved the people who had introduced you to our community because they were so engaged and present and listened to you, but you had a whole bunch of what you called annoying or boring. You called them boring.
Boring, yeah.
And then
that was my word.
Yeah, and we suggested to you that you had no boring students, but that you just hadn't figured out, or not figured, but hadn't discovered how to be engaged where you were. I bet you don't have boring students now.
No,
or,
that
or rarely.
Doesn't happen very often. Yes, it's
right.
Much, much less frequent.
Because you're much more engaged. And look, your life is a reflection of how you're being. So that you have a waiting list now. Congratulations. I'm really happy for you, but I'm not surprised. Okay? You may be surprised. I'm not surprised. Because and this is the wild thing about transformation. It only gets better if you stay engaged in looking at your life. If you're honestly looking at your life and willing to see what comes, then there are no problems because whatever shows up is supposed to be there. It's not a problem. You see it, and just like your coffee withdrawal symptoms, they disappear in the seeing. Well, your life keeps expanding as you engage in seeing your life expand.
Well, even back when you first came, and I know you write a very talented like blog post, I was so touched by how you talked about the three principles with people who are readers of yours, subscribers of yours, and how you've been sharing what's possible in regards to transformation with your students. I really think that's one of the keys to having a great life also, is that when you find things, it's dual. You find things that work for you that you share with other people, so those who have an interest find the possibility. But also, like you are now, you have an avid interest in what else is possible, not because there's something wrong with you right now, but because why not keep expanding into everything that's possible? And in that respect, I'd like to suggest a possibility, and that is that having a waiting list isn't driving you crazy, but rather you're habituated to driving yourself crazy with the circumstances of your life.
The mind is about too much or too little. So you had too little, now you have too much.
There's never like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. There's never just right. Or if it is, it's just so
fleeting. But that's to your mind.
Yes.
Wow.
The truth is, it's all just right, but not to your mind. Your mind says, oh, no, this isn't it.
Oh, wow. That's exactly what I've been doing.
Yeah, well, you're normal.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, Michael, we haven't really spoken about it yet on this. We kind of touched on it a little bit with Christian, if you were listening to that, when he was talking about comparing himself to other makeup artists. You can't have well-being if you're in opposition to anything. So when you were in a certain respect, when you're talking about having a waiting list or no waiting list, it's in opposition to something. It's in, or if you're in opposition to one of your parents,
or incomplete there. Any incompletion, like with a parent, shows up everywhere in a person's life. And see, people forget that they are incomplete. Like there was a young man who came to a recent Monday night who, in a very, very short conversation with him, I realized that there was nothing I could say that would be okay because he was incomplete with his dad. And so no matter what I said, it would never be okay because he, even though he didn't realize his incompletions with his dad, then I spoke to somebody who knew him, and this person said to me, oh, yeah, he's always complaining about his dad.
Wow.
But then that filter gets overlaid in your current environment on any man or
any woman
who seems to have some authority to her. Because those incompletions keep replaying.
And how you complete your relationship with your past, so if your parent isn't alive anymore, it doesn't really matter if you notice that you, whilst being with certain people, you get upset or disturbed, similar to the way you did with your parent, then if you allow yourself to feel those feelings, they complete themselves just like coffee addiction withdrawals, and they go forward and back in time, because transformation goes forward and back in time. So without trying to change anything, you complete your relationship with your parent by being complete with who's in front of you in the current moment.
That's wonderful.
It is. It truly is. Because, see, some people, and most people, had trying times with their parents, and then eventually their parents pass on, and then they're stuck with those incompletions, or so they think. Mm. But if you allow yourself to feel what you're feeling without blaming it on anybody or anything that's happening, then and you are with those feelings, like the third principle, they complete themselves, and they complete your history.
I'm getting such an interesting picture. It's a silly picture with it, but it's almost as if people pick up a bag around their parents, for instance, and they carry it around, and they're holding out the bag and going, you know, look, I can't have a great life because in this bag I had this, this, and this from my parents.
Right.
And then you think, well, set it down. It really doesn't matter the contents. If you set it down, it no longer owns you, and it's not this burden.
Exactly.
Right. Wow.
But you can't set it down if you want to be right. Have you ever noticed that? If you have, like, a disagreement with somebody, you really can't allow yourself to have a great day, because if you set it down, then
they might be right.
And you have to let go of that vendetta or grievance or list you have against them.
You know, I've been much more successful lately not having to be right.
Congratulations.
And you know what that leads to when you do that? A sense
of happiness
and a sense of gratitude, which, by the way, is next week's show. And we're running out of time.
All right. Well, I'll have to tune in next week.
Yeah, that was so great to speak with you.
Yes, thanks, Mike.
Thank you both. You're welcome. And share the show with people.
Yeah.
Ah, the more the merrier.
I definitely will.
Excellent.
All right.
We'll be back next week, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.